Hello, everyone. This is Brian here.
And my name is Joe.
Well, we are on day three of Pride and Prejudice, which means our story is coming to a close. Yesterday, we saw how Darcy helped Elizabeth's family keep its reputation by paying for Lydia's wedding. Elizabeth has now changed her mind about Darcy, but as we'll soon see, there's still more to this story. What do you think Darcy will do next, Joe?
Well, I would guess he'll continue to try to turn his reputation or their opinion of him around. He went from being totally almost outcast when it came to Elizabeth. She didn't like him at all. She said she would never marry him. He was the last person on earth she would ever want to marry. But then, when he stepped in, and in a very gentlemanly way, and tried to save the family's reputation by paying for the proper wedding of one of Elizabeth's sisters, Lydia, then she started to think, well, maybe this guy's not so bad after all. Maybe my first impression of him was wrong.
I'm excited to see what happens, and the best way to do that is to look into day three of our story, Pride and Prejudice.
Reading.
Pride and Prejudice. After the uproar of Lydia's marriage dies down, the Bennet family settles back into its routine. Yet one day, Bingley returns from London and seeks out Jane again to continue his courtship. Darcy also keeps his affection toward Elizabeth and soon visits her. Finally, Bingley proposes to Jane and she joyfully accepts. While the family celebrates the engagement, Darcy's aunt turns up. She tells Elizabeth that she knows Darcy wants to marry her. However, Darcy's aunt thinks that the Bennet family is too low class for her nephew. She then demands that Elizabeth refuse Darcy if he proposes again. Elizabeth is offended and does not promise anything to Darcy's aunt. Later that day, Elizabeth and Darcy go for a stroll together. During their conversation, the pair gets to know each other more deeply. Elizabeth thanks Darcy for paying for Lydia's wedding. He then asks Elizabeth once more to marry him, and this time she is happy to accept. The new couple continues their walk and look forward to their marriage and the happiness of their life together.
Day three of the story begins with, after the uproar of Lydia's marriage dies down, the Bennet family settles back into its routine. So, we know that Lydia's marriage was not a great event for the Bennet family. In fact, it was so bad that there was an uproar, which means that there was a kind of loud disturbance. We can also say there is an uproar sometimes if something bad happens and the public finds out. Let's say if a company is selling bad food, there will be a public uproar where people say, how can this happen? You know, this is terrible. So eventually, however, the uproar dies down. What exactly does that mean, though, to die down?
The phrase die down means a situation becomes less severe or it becomes quieter. So you explained this word uproar as being a loud disturbance. This just means it gets quieter, people calm down, and eventually it goes away. So this uproar goes away. At first, everyone was shocked that Lydia had married just a poor soldier, just a regular guy who might have trouble providing her with the life that she could want. But then everyone calms down. They have a regular marriage, a regular wedding ceremony paid for by Mr. Darcy. So everyone forgets about it, and the uproar just kind of goes away.
The story continues. Yet one day, Bingley returns from London and seeks out Jane again to continue his courtship. Darcy also keeps his affection toward Elizabeth and soon visits her. Finally, Bingley proposes to Jane, and she joyfully accepts. Now, maybe you've never heard the word courtship before, so here's what it means. It's simply the time in which a couple develops feelings for each other, especially when the guy is putting forth some kind of effort. It sounds pretty good for Jane, though, right? That Bingley would come back and propose to her, and she accepts.
Yeah, that sounds like an excellent situation for her. And they're continuing their courtship, as we said. Back then, they wouldn't have said a man and woman are dating. That's the modern term that we would use. We would say they are dating each other, or they are seeing each other. That's another term that we used. Back then, it was called a courtship, which, of course, was a very proper term and a very proper way of saying it, which, as we've discussed over the past couple of days, was all important back then. Things had to be proper, so they wouldn't say they're going out, or they're dating, or they're seeing each other. They would say they are in the stage of courtship.
And courtship involves a lot of affection, which is spelled A-F-F-E-C-T-I-O-N, and simply means that you have feelings for someone, especially if you show them somehow how much you care about them. You're very warm towards them. It doesn't necessarily have to be romantic. You know, a parent can show affection towards their children, but it means that you genuinely care about that person. Darcy also has his own courtship of Elizabeth, though. So what happens with that, Joe?
While the family celebrates the engagement, Darcy's aunt turns up. She tells Elizabeth that she knows Darcy wants to marry her. So we're talking about this engagement. They're celebrating the engagement, and an engagement is when two people agree to get married. There is a proposal, the other person says yes, and then they are engaged. That just means the time before they are going to get married.
Yeah, we can use engaged in another setting. If two people are arguing, we could say that they're engaged in an argument. So it's when you've sort of come into a situation and you're both sort of giving and taking to make this situation happen. Now, the fact that Darcy's aunt shows up is certainly interesting. Who knows, it might be good for Elizabeth. The aunt might think that it's a great idea for Darcy and Elizabeth to get married. By the way, we also heard the phrase, turn up there. And that's simply another way to say that someone or something has appeared. So maybe I'm looking all day for my missing keys, I can't find them, and then finally I say, you know where they turned up? They were underneath the bed, or they were in my jacket. I could say something turns up, it just appears out of nowhere.
That's right. We often use it in the context of something being unexpected, as in you are looking for something that was lost, or someone or something shows up unexpectedly, like my friend turned up at my door the other day. I wasn't expecting him to come for a visit, but he rang the doorbell, and there he was, just unexpectedly on my front doorstep. Well, let's find out what happens in the story. It continues by saying, however, Darcy's aunt thinks that the Bennet family is too low class for her nephew. So again, we have this issue of class. Your class just means your family's standing, rich or poor or middle class. It just means how much money your family earns, what kind of jobs you have. Are you a judge or a lawyer or a doctor, or are you a garbage man, or do you work in a factory? All of these things have to do with class, which is something people were very concerned with back then. And even to this day, some families are very, very concerned with class. They don't want to marry down to a lower class. They want to marry up or marry to someone of the same class.
Yeah, and if you remember back to day one, we said that Elizabeth's family is middle class, so we can kind of assume that Darcy then is from an upper class family. However, this is the last thing that Elizabeth needs to hear right now if she wants to marry Darcy. The story continues. She then demands that Elizabeth refuse Darcy if he proposes again. Elizabeth is offended and does not promise anything to Darcy's aunt. Now, when we're offended, which we spelled O-F-F-E-N-D, offend, if we are offended, it means that somebody or something has insulted us, and we take it very personally, right?
That's right. It means someone has said something that goes against your values or the things that you believe in very strongly. You might be offended by a joke someone tells that you believe is in bad taste. You might be offended if somebody uses bad language around you and you don't enjoy that. You don't like hearing those words. Elizabeth was offended by what happened here. So it means she did not agree with it. It was against her values or against the things she believes in or the things she wants in her life. And she does not promise anything to Darcy's aunt.
Yeah. Darcy's aunt is basically saying that Elizabeth has no choice in the matter and that she is not allowed to marry Darcy, which Elizabeth obviously does not agree with.
Well, back then, women sometimes were not allowed to make choices in these matters. They were simply told at a certain age, usually a very young age, guess what? You're getting married to this man, and this is going to happen. You have no choice in the matter. It's just the way things are. And they were just told, this is the way things are. This is what women have to do. So this story actually was a little bit about women's rights in making their own choices, too, because she was offended by this, which is not something that women would have been encouraged to express back then. They were just supposed to keep quiet and basically do what they were told. She did not want to do that.
Yeah, if you are put into a marriage, we call that an arranged marriage, and that used to happen a lot back then, still happens in some countries. Usually families will choose someone who is a family friend. Your parents will talk to their friends, and they say, well, our daughter is about the same age as your son, and they're both 2 years old, so how about when they're 18, maybe they can get married one day? Sounds good to me.
This is very common still in Indian culture, for example. In India, families will still arrange marriages in this way.
Later that day, Elizabeth and Darcy go for a stroll together. Now, a stroll is another way to say a walk. We spell it S-T-R-O-L-L, and it's kind of a walk where you're not going anywhere in particular, you're just out and about for your own enjoyment.
It's just a way to relax, exactly, and the pair gets to know each other more deeply. So they're having like a conversation, just having a talk, having a nice relaxing stroll. I guess this was the way people went on dates back then. They couldn't go to the movies or anything like that, so they just had to make their own entertainment. They had to go for a walk and chat with each other, get to know one another. And we say we get to know each other more deeply. To get to know somebody deeply just means you don't just know them on a superficial level. You don't just know like their name or their job, their age. You talk about their interests, their background, their history, what they were like as kids, their relationship with their parents, their friends, all these different things that go into making our personalities means that we get to know each other on a deeper level.
Plus, we get to know more about their hopes and dreams and, you know, what they think about the world, what's right and what's wrong. So, you know, as we know, a lot of people have a lot of deep opinions about things. So that's something that we can learn when we get to know each other more deeply. Now, what happens between Elizabeth and Darcy?
Well, Elizabeth thanks Darcy for paying for Lydia's wedding. He then asks Elizabeth once more to marry him, and this time she is happy to accept. So Elizabeth, she says, thanks, that was a really big favor you did for us, paying for Lydia's wedding. And then Darcy, he's very persistent. That just means he keeps trying. He never gives up. He asks one more time, will she marry him? This time she goes completely the other way. She is very happy to accept.
Yeah, Darcy went from being told that she will not marry him. In fact, He is the last person in the world that she would ever marry, but he kept at it. He knew that it would be worth it if he and Elizabeth were to be together. The new couple continues their walk and look forward to their marriage and the happiness of their life together. So, Darcy finally did it. He convinced Elizabeth that, hey, I know I wasn't very nice at first, and maybe I'm not the most talkative guy in the world, but actually, I can be pretty good, and I care a lot about you and your family.
Well, that brings us to the end of the story and the end of day 3 of our article. Right now, let's go to For You Chat. For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, what kind of person do you think Darcy is? Explain your answer.
I think he's basically a good guy, maybe a little bit misguided at first. I believe he thinks he has to flaunt his good qualities. He has to brag or boast a little bit because I think he thinks that will impress people. It will impress women if he talks about how rich he is and how big his estate is, how many things he owns. Then he realizes, well, this isn't working. So he changes. He tries to show that he's not so selfish. He's not so arrogant. And he kind of comes to that realization that perhaps I just have to tone that down a little bit and be a little bit more genuine, a little bit more honest.
Yeah, I think he's a good person in general. It's just he doesn't have what we would say people skills. We say someone has people skills if they're good at talking to people and telling them how they feel. But maybe Darcy isn't that kind of person, even though he is, deep down inside, a good person.
Well, that brings us to the end of our program for today, but please do join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Brian.
Goodbye.
Sentence for You.
In the last season of my favorite sitcom, How I Met Your Mother, Barney claimed that he's falling for a girl and planning to pop the question. 在我最喜欢的美国情景喜剧《最爱总动员》中啊 ，Barney 说啊，他恋爱了并且想婚了。As soon as Robin heard the news, she ran to the rooftop to stop Barney, and it turned out that Barney was actually gonna propose to Robin. Wow, it was definitely my favorite scene of all time.哇，他的前女友罗宾啊，一听到马上要去阻止他，这时候才发现啊，原来 Barney 啊是要跟 Robin 求婚。What a surprise！ 今天啊就要来跟大家分享这些有关人生大事、求婚、结婚相关的句子哦。在本科课文中 ，Elizabeth knows Darcy wants to marry her. Marry 就是结婚的意思。要特别提醒同学们，常见错误的用法是在后面加上 with。例如，本科傲慢偏见 ，Darcy asked Elizabeth to marry him. 达西向伊丽莎白求婚 ，marry 后面直接加上受词，可别再加上 with to marry with him， 可是错误的用法哦。另外，求婚常用的动词 propose 意思是提案、建议，也是求婚的意思哦。例如前面的例句啊，我们可以改写为 Darcy proposed to Elizabeth。不过啊，其实在口语中讲求婚呢，我们还会听到 pop the question。例如啊，在最开始 Sam 我讲说这个 Barney wants to pop the question， Barney 想要提出问题，这个问题要想当然就是 Would you marry me？ 这个想要跟我结婚吗？还有啊，关于结婚常听到的句子还有句句 walking down the aisle。aisle A-I-S-L-E 走道的意思，这里要注意有 S 不发音哦。走在走道上，就是看欧美电影里面要结婚时，亲友坐在两旁，新郎新娘走向牧师的走道，哦，就像中文我们说的走上红毯，也就是结婚的例子咯。 Wearing a beautiful white dress walking down the aisle is every girl's dream. 穿着美丽的白纱走上红毯，哇，相信是每个女孩的梦想吧。 Actually, it's kind of my dream as well, except the white dress part. 其实啊，这也算是我的梦想，不过不是穿美丽的白纱咯。 Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Bye bye.
Pride and Prejudice. Half After the uproar of Lydia's marriage dies down, the Bennett family settles back into its routine. Yet one day, Bingley returns from London and seeks out Jane again to continue his courtship. Darcy also keeps his affection toward Elizabeth and soon visits her. Finally, Bingley proposes to Jane, and she joyfully accepts. While the family celebrates the engagement, Darcy's aunt turns up. She tells Elizabeth that she knows Darcy wants to marry her. However, Darcy's aunt thinks that the Bennet family is too low class for her nephew. She then demands that Elizabeth refuse Darcy if he proposes again. Elizabeth is offended and does not promise anything to Darcy's aunt. Later that day, Elizabeth and Darcy go for a stroll together. During their conversation, the pair gets to know each other more deeply. Elizabeth thanks Darcy for paying for Lydia's wedding. He then asks Elizabeth once more to marry him, and this time, she's happy to accept. The new couple continues their walk and look forward to their marriage and the happiness of their life together.
Vocabulary review.
Die down. It took several weeks for the excitement to die down about the new MRT stations. Affection. Dogs show their affection by licking people or wagging their tails. Turn up. My missing keys turned up after I looked for them all day long. Offend. The celebrity offended many people when he insulted another country. Stroll. She likes to take a stroll around the park each evening after dinner.